We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two games starting at 7 tonight in Pittsburgh. Well, one is here. The other's on the road. In Oakland, Pitt hosts North Carolina at 7 o'clock. Pregame on the Fan starts at 6 with yours truly and Panther legend Julius Page. 7 o'clock faceoff for the Penguins and Bruins. Boston was the consensus pick to win the Mass Mutual East Division. Headlines brought to you by Dollar Bank and low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. Bob Grove, Penguins insider, joining us right now. Bob, what's the TV situation like at Chateau Grove? You have the ability to watch two games at once. You got one giant TV, one little TV. You got a bunch of screens in your man cave. Take us through that, Bob.
Oh, great to be on with you guys. You know, well, I don't have a man cave, but I got the big screen, you know, in the living room that I'm watching, and I can also stream to a couple of different devices, you know, using my Comcast stream ability. So, I can be watching a couple.
So
of
on a Tuesday night when there's like 10 NHL games, you got a bunch of them going all at once, Bob?
I'm generally keeping one. But okay. There are some times when I've got a couple of games that are interesting me, so I'll watch a couple different ones.
You think the TV product has suffered at all for no fans being in the stands, or do you think hockey's done okay as far as just creating as normal an environment for TV as they can?
Well, yeah, I can't fault them for how it's turned out. You know, I think they're doing the best they can. I mean, we all know it's not a great experience. It's not as great an experience when you're watching it. Because you can't, as much as they try to simulate it, and I think, you know, those efforts have been okay. I don't have an issue with that. But it's never the same. It's just absolutely never the same. But unfortunately, I hate to say this, we're getting kind of used to it.
Yeah.
Now, Bob, this is Arthur Motes here. Do you think that the lack of fans and just the atmosphere not being the same has really played into them starting as slow as we've seen them start in these first two periods that they've been playing in?
Yeah, Arthur. You know what? I don't think that really has it. It affects the players a bit. Well, I mean, let's face it. Hockey is an emotional game, and so every team has that same hurdle. Sometimes, I mean, it's absolutely true that players feed off crowds in hockey. They're right on top of you, and we've all seen it happen many, many times. So every team is missing that element. I mean, I think the Penguins. You know, the Penguins start the sloppy hockey we've seen not only from Pittsburgh, but quite frankly, you know, you go around the league. Every team can say this to some degree. It's you didn't have a training camp. You had a semblance of a training camp, no exhibition games, and so that's really what I see as led to some hockey that's not been as great to watch. And I really think it's, you know, we've got maybe another week or so for me, and then I think teams will be over that and they'll be much closer to their regular selves when they're playing.
Talking to Bob Grove here on 93.7 The Fan. Bob, what's your best explanation for the way Evgeny Malkin has started his season?
Well, I wish I had one that I could put at the top of the list, because at the top of my list is just a question mark. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. We've seen stretches like this from him before. Mm-hmm. We have. We all have. Where it's just not happening. He doesn't seem focused. He gives you some good shifts a period and then some not so good shifts in the same period. You know, he plays 20 minutes out of his mind, scores and sets up goals, and then he disappears for a game and a half. I mean, we've seen it in the past. The one thing that's different is we've not seen it at the start of a season. which I think, you know, is a point when all the players are really focused, especially a Pittsburgh team that has questions to answer about what's happened the last two seasons. New faces to integrate into the lineup, and the Penguins need Evgeny Malkin to be stronger than he's been. You know, he's not playing well without the puck. He's certainly not playing well with it. 2 points is the slowest start of his career through six games. He's on pace to have fewer shots than he's ever had in a season. And boy, you know, the other night against the Rangers, just there was just nothing. So I wish I could say why I think it's happening like that. I have no idea.
Jeez.
Bob, do you see anything physically with him? Because we kind of posed the same question to Pierre Maguire yesterday, and the only thing he could even like hint at or maybe suggest was that he remembered watching a younger Malkin for such a big guy never getting hit because he was so mobile, such a good skater, so fast. And he suggested that maybe there's a half step, a quarter step gone, and that's affected him early on so far. Do you see anything kind of like that now that I'm just bringing something like that up?
Yeah, well, not really. At 34, you know, Pierre would be right. He's not the same player he was, you know, when he was 23 and 24, obviously. So I think that may be true. He's lost a little bit, but when I watch him, when he seems focused and skating hard, I really don't see. It's not noticeable to me that he's lost a lot in that respect, as far as, you know, he's lost a step or something like that. I just think it's a matter of focus. And let's remember, he's coming off. He was the Penguins' best player last season. You know, sit out all those games. I mean, start to finish.
Yep.
He had a spectacular season. He was the most productive 5-on-5 guy in the league. I mean, it's just come out of nowhere. And now six games is, you know, it's a little different than one or two where it's just not going well. It's six games, and they need a lot more from them. And tonight's a classic example of a game, you know, they're playing a difficult team in a difficult place where they never win anymore, and they need them.
Now, when you speak on, you know, Malkin and some of the things that he's been struggling with, and then obviously this team, we've seen them start out very slow but find ways to win in overtime and in shootouts. Just right now, after six games, what do you think of this team? Are they good? Are they an average team just getting lucky? I mean, what's your perspective on them?
Well, you know, I've said from the start, I think the Penguins are a playoff team. And what is, I think you can easily make the argument, this is the most competitive division in the league. I thought they were a playoff team before the season started, and I still think they're a playoff team. Are they among the two or three elite teams in the league? No. But can they make a long run? Are they capable? Yes, they are. So I give them, it's really been a strange start to the season when I step back and look at it. I give the Penguins absolutely full marks for the way they have gritted out these four victories in a row. Because as we know watching them, when you get down to the details, it hasn't been pretty. Some of their defensive play, some of their mistakes with the puck, some of their coverage deficiencies in the defensive zone, all kinds of things you can point to. But you know, as a player, it's a bottom-line business. And they have found a way to win four in a row in a season where you're only playing 56 and you better get results. So you got to give them a lot of credit. But, yeah, if you're looking at the long-term picture, there's lots for Sullivan to work with fixing, and it's not helping that they've had all these injuries already. I mean, the Penguins' injury luck just, you know, in the last few years has not been good, and you're down to your ninth or tenth defenseman already, and now Rodriguez, who's shouldn't be playing on the top line, but as we know, was going to be probably a regular bottom six guy. Now he's out long term. So they've had a lot to fight against, and I got to give them credit for getting the job done the last four games.
Does Bob Grove get excited when he sees Penguins on NBC and NBC Sports Network, or does Bob Grove just like the comfort factor of having Bob Airey and Dan Potash and those guys on the call? Or does Bob does Bob mute it? Are you a guy that watches a game muted?
Well, I listen to the broadcast. I try to listen to Mike when I can, but I also listen to TV. So I do a little bit of both, you know, because, you know, when Mike came to Pittsburgh, I was I was still in high school, and I can remember being in line to get his autograph. And, you know, I was so fortunate to get a chance to actually work beside him for a number of years. So I always try to listen to Mike when I can, and I hope he gets back as soon as he can. But, you know, Steve Mears and Bob Airey and Danny just do an awesome job. I mean, I just think that broadcast is so well done. And their ratings, which are through the roof, are fully deserved. But it is interesting from time to time to see them on a national telecast and get the national perspective from guys we don't hear a lot about what they see. Because, you know, we're all down in the weeds, right?
Sure.
Covering the team, watching the team, or thinking about the team, whatever the case may be. And sometimes these national guys who only see them once in a while, they come at it from a different perspective, and it's interesting to hear them too.
Do you miss Milbury?
No. No, I don't. I don't. I think he was, he was a product of his era, and I was never a big fan.
Bob Grove, we're
Bob,
a big fan
how do you
of
grow?
You.
Oh, I got one more question for Bob, based on all the TV stuff and the contract being up and et cetera. How do they grow this game to make it more, more appealing to a more mass audience? Bob, is it possible that the league can, in your opinion, for the league to grow the sport to become bigger?
Well, sure, it's always possible. You better, if you're running the league, you better think it's possible. How do you engage more women to watch? I mean, that would be something. How do you get the sports fan who's on the fence, who says, well, this time of year I'm watching the NBA, I'm not watching the NHL. How do you capture those guys? You know, I mean, that's one of the things you got to think about is you've got a game that's got a speed that's unparalleled. And it's got a beauty to it when it's played the way it's played these days, and the skill level is off the charts from what it was, 30 years ago. How do you capitalize on that? And look, the contract's up after this year. The NHL said they're going to want a couple of different providers, so let's see if ESPN gets into the fray or not. And if they do, with their reach, what can they bring to it? You know, it won't be their first time around doing this, and I've not been really that impressed with the way they've handled it in the past, but let's see if they have something different up their sleeve.
At BobGrove91 on Twitter. Bob, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.